A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 15. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you, and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and to bear fruits that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you: love one another." Recently, I watched a film called The Jesus Fatwa, which set out to show that Christians and Muslims have far more in common than we might have thought. I heard a Muslim man comparing his own religion with Christianity. He summed up his analysis saying, "The essence of Islam is mercy, and the essence of Christianity is love." Actually, the Quran says of Allah, "He is oft forgiving, all loving." So close, we Christians and Muslims, in the deepest level of our approach to God. And this week, last week, we've been reading from chapter 15 of John's Gospel, with its concentration on love. A while ago, in a prayer context, I felt myself being asked to hand myself over to the love of God. I'll be honest with you, it wasn't an easy call for me to respond to. Love just seemed a bit too vague for me at that time. And after a bit of a struggle, I turned my hands over, palms upwards, and just sat there in a physical movement, inviting God to come and take me. And you know, it worked. Somehow I had translated that word love into a kind of reaching out to God and letting go. The physical and the spiritual came together. And in Mass this morning, I recalled that moment as I looked around at all those people who by their very presence had reached out to life, reached out to God. The rugged farmer, the teenager still a bit dozy from last night's party, the woman with a bad limp, the close Filipino family. And I had an image of all these people, hands turned upwards there for God to come and take. And that, I think, is what love's about. God sees and hears that longing that people have for life and for love, even while we're occupied with other things. Even when our lives are full of pain and bitterness and fear, and God brings love and mercy to us. May I quote a little from a sermon that Pope Francis gave as part of his announcement of the Jubilee Year of Mercy, commencing later this year. Pope Francis said, "Faced with the tragic events of human history, we can feel crushed at times, asking ourselves why. Humanity's evil can appear in the world like an abyss, a great void, empty of love, empty of goodness, empty of life. And so we ask, how can we fill this abyss? That for us it is impossible. Only God can fill this emptiness that evil brings to our hearts and to human history. It is Jesus, God made man, who died on the cross and who fills the abyss of sin with the depth of his mercy. At a time when the rift between Muslim and Christian seems growing, not just in the Middle East, but even in the West, we need to watch out for the hands of people reaching out to God, seeking life, seeking love. We can misunderstand the gesture sometimes. Maybe we see it as begging for treasure, or even holding a gun. And we have to recognize the heart of evil that consumes some of those whose eyes are filled with death. But the desperate need for life, for love, for mercy is within most people, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist. In another of his lessons, Pope Francis talks of the numerous signs of the tenderness which God offers to the whole world, and above all to those who suffer, who are alone and abandoned, without hope of being pardoned or feeling the Father's love. In the film I mentioned at the beginning of this talk, a Christian pastor offered his audience a challenge. He told them, "This week, wherever you are, in a mall, at work, on a bus, move towards the other." You can define the other any way you like, and you can move towards the other any way you like. Try it. It's an act of love and mercy.